Merry Christmas. It's been a wonderful Christmas for me. I love our Christmas liturgies. And on the 4 o'clock Mass, we've got chairs all the way from here to Edina Country Club. It's just nothing could be better. And I had the great opportunity after the last Christmas Mass on Christmas Day to fly to Chicago to hang out with my brother for a couple days and called our sister a few times in Maine. And just great to be with family and share some life and relax a little bit. And as I was flying back yesterday in time for Mass, I was at O'Hare Airport and had a little extra time to kill, so I was going through a bookstore. And it's been a while since I'd gone through a bookstore, and to be honest, and as I'm walking through this bookstore, all of a sudden, like, this light came on. I go, that's it. I'm going to write a book. What? It's going to be a great book. In fact, the inspiration came from today's second reading, where St. Paul says, therefore, beloved, put on as God's beloved compassion, humility, kindness, gentleness, patience, bearing with one another, forgiving one another, and over all these, put on love. And so the name of my book is going to be Put On Love. It's going to be one of those, like, self-help type books that if you read it and you do the exercises, I'll come up with some really cool exercises for the end of each chapter, I'll guarantee that you too can live like I am, a life of compassion, gentleness, humility, patience, kindness, and bearing with one another and forgiving one another. And over all these, you'll put on love, guaranteed. And we'll have a special thing. So on Amazon, you can pre-order. We'll have some signing parties, you know, so you can get a book with my autograph. It's going to be great. And everybody at OLG will be doing this, don't you think? If only it was that easy. If all we had to do today is simply read a book, and all of us would live a life of compassion, kindness, humility, patience, forgiveness, bearing with one another. If it's simply that easy, you all would buy the book, wouldn't you? So would I. But the life of grace, the life of holiness, the life of the Holy Spirit, the life of living out the fruit of the Spirit isn't something that you can simply be taught. It's something that must be caught. If it's simply something you'd be taught, we would do it and we would all do it. But it's not that easy. It's got to be caught. It means that we got to live so close to people that we can catch it. That's why the Feast of the Holy Family is so important, because it reminds us that the life of holiness isn't something that we do on our own because we read a book, but it's something that we do because we live in a community centered on Jesus Christ. It needs to be caught. Came home for me when I was home with my brother, because there were a couple times I had to bear with him because I didn't want to do that. I wanted to do this. And there were a couple times he had to forgive me. There were a couple times I had to be patient because I thought, come on, get going. There were a couple times I had to be kind because I thought, oh, just let someone else do the dishes. I've done 18,000 masses over the last 20 hours. And all of a sudden, I remembered as a kid, I caught kindness from my parents. By the grace of God, I could be kind still again. I had the opportunity while home to visit my Aunt Betty. My brother and I went and visited her. She's lived in Florida the last 30-some years. She and her husband retired. She's now 92 years old, the only sibling of my parents still living. And she's on hospice care, so she's come back to the Chicago area. So my brother and I went to visit her. She's staying with her son. And it was just great to visit. As I was visiting, as we were talking, and as we were laughing, and we were telling stories about Christmases way back when, and this and that, like, it just came home to me all the more how I have caught the Christian way of living, not only from my parents, but from my extended family. Whether it's something simple like how my Uncle Don, her husband, taught me how to shake hands, or something about how when they would come to visit and I'd have to learn because Grandma would be there too, that Grandma always got to eat first because that's just the way we honor our elders. Whatever it might be, like all these ways that my family helped me catch a life of holiness, a life in which the Spirit is made manifest. We're called to live in community. And perhaps today, more than ever before, that is so important because as our families get more spread out over the country, I mean, heck, I have a sister living in Maine I only see every 2 years. As our families sometimes get broken by divorce or the death of a parent or of a spouse, how much more important it is that we express what it means to be the family of God so that we, towards one another, are being compassionate, kind, humble, gentle, patient, bearing with one another, forgiving one another. Because all of those are lived only in relationship to another, not by ourselves. Jesus does not care if I'm kind to me. Oh, nice, Kevin. It's that I'm kind to you. And more than ever before, I mean, one of the things that I've come to reflect on over the last few years is how on Christmas and Easter, even on Christmas and Easter, look around. In 4 months on Easter, you'll see it, come to any of the masses, and you will see people, old, young, in between, who are at that mass, of all masses, which is centered on family, sitting by themselves. Young people, 25 years old perhaps, who are from Boston but now work here and don't have a family or friends that they can go to mass to. So they're here at that mass by themselves, not knowing anyone here. Or maybe they're older and their spouse has passed away and so they still come to mass but no one is sitting next to them. No one even says Merry Christmas. See, we need to learn to love one another. Or maybe there's a gentleman who's there alone because his kids are with his ex for Easter. So how do we love one another? How do we help one another to know the grace of God so that others can catch that faith? So we may be truly a community where our children, where you want to bring our children because you want to say, hey, kids, be like this community of Our Lady of Grace. Doesn't matter who you are, what your life situation is, they're going to love you. They're going to smother you with kindness and compassion and patience. That's what we want. That's what Jesus wants. That's what he calls us to be. And so it's simple things, being patient with one another as someone comes up the communion line because they're going real slow and you like to walk like a jackrabbit, go super fast. Or maybe the person behind you is breathing down your neck and you need to be patient to them. Simple things. Or wishing someone like a happy birthday, like yesterday, John, who's back here. Stand up, John, would you? Yesterday was his 90th birthday, and it's just phenomenal. Maybe there's somebody next to you and sitting next to his wife who's only 39 years old. It's just great. Yes. Married for 60 years, but it's wonderful. I don't know how it works. But maybe the person next to you is celebrating a birthday. Because it's probably true that there's a few people whose birthday is yesterday or today, and they're here alone because they grew up in Spain and they don't know anybody here. And how they would love to hear someone simply say, Feliz cumpleaños, or however you say it in Espanol. Wouldn't it be beautiful? So let us love one another. Let us ask God that we might be that community in which the fruit of the Spirit flourishes, which amongst us, people from outside come and they go, wow, look at the compassion of the community of Our Lady of Grace. Look how they're patient with one another. They forbear one another, how they're kind to one another, how they're generous with one another, how they're gentle with one another. Look how they love one another. That's my prayer. That's what I'm asking God the grace to do myself. Let us ask God as his Christmas present to us, our Christmas present to one another, that filled with the Spirit, we might live a life of the Spirit, a life of kindness, compassion, patience, humility, gentleness, bearing with one another, forgiving one another, and over all these, put on love. Amen? Amen. Merry Christmas.